the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Florida now. Talk to Linda.
I had a question about the Easter celebration after the first full moon as an example of Christianity or Catholic Church ties to early paganism. I need to defend that. Somebody posed that question to me, and I want to be able to answer it correctly.
Okay. So Easter is reckoned in the Western Church. It's reckoned differently in the Greek Orthodox churches, or the other Orthodox churches, I should say. So it's the first Sunday after the first full moon of after the vernal equinox. So when the vernal equinox takes place, then it's followed shortly thereafter by the full moon. So the Sunday following that is the date that Easter is celebrated. Now, there was in the early church something called the Quartodecimon controversy that had to do with when do you celebrate Easter? And this is why even today, the churches in the East, they don't celebrate Easter the same time we do. And in a way, that's almost beside the point. But drawing upon two main things. Number one is the change of the calendar and the way in which the lunar calendar, which the Jews followed and to some extent still follow, was not an accurate calendar in terms of you would lose minutes and days. This is why we have leap years. This is why we follow the solar calendar. And that's been updated a few times in history. But that's where the Catholic custom comes from. And the Jews, of course, were not pagan, and they followed the lunar calendar. And they knew all about equinoxes and full moons and blood moons and all the different phenomena of the moon and how it interacted with the earth. So for the person who told you that this is some sort of holdover from paganism, they would have to indict the Jews as well. Because the Jews, who were not pagans, that's for sure, they had a similar way of plotting the feast days based on the lunar calendar. Now, if you want a good corrective to this silliness, two recommendations. One would be a book by Carl Keating called Catholicism and Fundamentalism. I would write this down because this book will help you. It's like a bowling alley. I mean, every single bowling pin argument that Protestants tend to raise, or at least that type of Protestant, he just knocks them down, one after the other after the other. And he shows how you can do that. The second resource would be a series of articles written by John Sorensen. His first name is J-O-N. John Sorensen, he's at Catholic Answers. And if you just type in his name in the search bar at the website there, John Sorensen, you'll find these articles that he's written in which he takes on all sorts of these, I call them silly arguments. They seem superficially maybe persuasive to some people, but they're actually rather ridiculous when you start digging into it. And he refutes them, various versions of these arguments. I'm not so sure if he's done one on this particular topic, but I'm pretty sure that's in Carl Keating's book, as I recall. But it, at a broader level, Linda, it would be good for you to know how to, they set them up and you knock them down. They set them up and you knock them down, because these arguments are very flimsy and superficial. And they're not difficult to refute. So if you go there, you'll be able to get those articles for free.
Oh, thank you. What was the name of the book by Carl Keating?
It's called Catholicism and Fundamentalism.
I thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. Hope you have a blessed Holy Week as well. This entire episode of The Patrick Madrid Show is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.